This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Jay Hanselman with Howard Wilkinson. Hop on Cincinnati is making a pitch to Hamilton County and Cincinnati leaders to support a proposal to create a downtown trolley. The group says the goal is increasing the downtown renaissance by connecting people to places. Greg Fusaro is with the group, and he's joining me in the studio to talk about the trolley idea. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Appreciate your inviting me.
We'll talk about the trolley, but first I'd like to start, just tell me a little bit about the group itself, Hop on Cincinnati, your members, and how you got started.
Sure. Our group is really a grassroots group of people that are downtown lovers, some of which live in downtown, some of which do not, but they're all people who want to see the renaissance that's been occurring in downtown continue over the next few years. And we really kind of came together as a group that really felt that it was important to add to the connectivity that the streetcar might bring to the city. And we felt that there were just so many venues and other entertainment and cultural attractions that needed to be connected.
We'll talk more about the streetcar in just a moment. But first, what you're proposing is a trackless trolley that would operate downtown and connect, I think you say, numerous places, and there would be different routes. So tell me just about the proposal, you know, where it would go and what places it would connect.
Sure. What we're looking at is a system that would have approximately, at least to start, 16 trolley vehicles that would provide connectivity from a whole variety of different cultural and entertainment venues. On one hand, we need to connect the hotels and the convention center with the casino. We need to have east-west routes that connect Theodore Berry Park and the boathouse to the stadiums and the banks. We need to have connectivity between Mount Adams and the casino and the rest of downtown and over the Rhine. And we don't have that today, obviously, and the streetcar is not designed to bring those places together, and it's unlikely that it ever would. There's lots of reasons for that. But I've had conversations with the Mount Adams Business Association, the Mount Adams Civic Association, and they are really very interested in trying to get some kind of connectivity to downtown. Their business is off considerably because of the banks and over the Rhine, and so it's very important for them to be able to have a better connection to that urban core.
Now, I was reviewing a PowerPoint presentation you gave to Hamilton County officials, and I want to say there were maybe like 5, 6, 7 proposed routes. Does that sound about right?
That's correct.
And what would the frequency be? I mean, if you're going to have 16 vehicles and, you know, 5, 6, 7 routes, I mean, obviously they're going to run, it sounds like, pretty frequently.
Exactly. One of the things we're looking at, too, and we've had these conversations with Andy Aiello, who is the general manager for Tank. And as you may know, they run the South Bank Shuttle, which is basically the same kind of concept that we're looking at. And they want to or are prepared to integrate what they're doing with what we're proposing, so that it would basically be one system that serves both the Covington, Bellevue, Newport areas of Northern Kentucky with the downtown core. So those would be routes that would hopefully be integrated with what we're doing. And then we're looking at routes that, again, connect Mount Adams and the convention center, the casino. What we want to do is make sure that we get connection every 10 to 15 minutes. And so that's the reason initially we're looking at the routes that we are and the number of vehicles that we've laid out. We want to make sure that every 10 to 15 minutes there's a trolley coming by, because we found that, number one, people aren't going to wait for a long time, and number two, they want to understand that there is continuity and regularity with that whole process.
Is this something that has come together rather quickly? It seems to me that the first I'd heard of this was like the middle of August.
Our group has actually been looking at this for about 3 years. Myself and a small group of people have been talking about creating the connectivity in a fun and entertaining way, really as a means to an end. And the end is that we're able to better retain and draw high-level employees to the downtown urban core. And we think that this is, you know, one jewel in the crown of Cincinnati that can make the entire region more attractive. And we really want to create something that's entertaining, that's fun. We're looking at doing basically entertainment on wheels, art on wheels, if you will. We really want to bring, you know, some fun to this whole concept.
We've danced around the streetcar issue in earlier answers. Some may look at this and say, you know, you're talking about connectivity. Isn't that what city officials have said the streetcar is supposed to do?
Well, I think the streetcar will make certain connections. And I think that what the streetcar doesn't have is really any east-west connectivity to it. And so if the streetcar, when the streetcar comes to be, what the trolley system will provide is all that east-west connectivity that will really never exist with the streetcar. So when you look at the convention center, for example, or you look at Mount Adams, the streetcar doesn't go to those places. And being able to provide that as a complement to the streetcar is a great thing. I mean, my feeling is if you like the streetcar, then you should love this because it really funnels more people into the streetcar route that goes from the banks up to over the Rhine.
What about some would say, you know, there's Metro buses that run in downtown Cincinnati. Could Metro buses do the same thing?
Well, it's possible that they could, but if you talk to streetcar proponents, one of the things that they have always argued is that you can't do it with a bus because people won't ride it. So what we're creating is not a bus. It's a trolley. It's in the summer months. It's open air. It has music. It has flat screen TVs in it. We're envisioning, for example, on days that the Reds are in town, that there's a person at the front of the bus that maybe is dressed in a Reds uniform and is talking about the game and what's going to happen that night. On the weekends when there's concerts in town, we might have musicians actually on the trolley vehicles so that while somebody's going from point A to point B, they're really actually being entertained.
And again, referring back to the PowerPoint that you made to Hamilton County leaders, it almost looked like you were trying to make the trolleys themselves almost look like public art.
Absolutely. That is that's an integral part, inherent part of the concept is we want people to recognize this as something that's uniquely Cincinnati. We want people to be entertained while they ride, and we want to create a concept that just really doesn't exist out there. We think we can make this the best system in the whole country.
What would this cost initially to get started?
We're looking at between $10 and $11 or $12 million initially, and that cost can vary obviously some based on what we actually decide we would want to spend on the vehicles. But as an example, South Bank Shuttle pays about $175,000 for each of their trolleys. We have allocated $300,000. For each of our vehicles because we want to jazz them up with the latest in electronics and apps and flat screen TVs and music. And of course, doing art on the exterior of the vehicles is going to cost as well. We've also allocated money for permanent stops so that people will know exactly where the trolley stops are. And we've also allocated funds so that, for example, you'll be able to look on your smartphone from wherever you are and know exactly where the next trolley car is and when it'll be at the station that's closest to you.
Now, would these stops look something like what we maybe envision the proposed streetcar stops look like or what currently exists downtown with the metro stops?
Actually, what we really want to do is create something that's totally new. And so one of our ideas is to draw on that creative branding and marketing talent that's here in Cincinnati and let, for example, the marketing department or branding department at a P&G or a Macy's or a Kroger's come up with concepts for these stations. So we want to draw on that tremendous talent that we have here with respect to art and marketing and just try to develop a really new concept, something that's neat and, as one of my colleagues says, uber cool.
Where would the money come to pay for this? I know you made a pitch to Hamilton County officials and you kind of laid out a funding plan, but how would you pay for it?
Well, there's several things there. First, the capital cost, which is the initial cost to buy vehicles, set up the stations and that sort of thing, we can obtain through federal funding. the tank does this on a regular basis. When they go out and buy new buses or new trolleys, they apply to the federal government for funding for those. We would also need a match for any grant or federal funding, and we're very confident that the business community in the city will step up to provide that match.
What kind of reaction did you get from this from Hamilton County officials?
Well, this would be a personal observation, but I thought in general that our proposal was very well received by those people that were at the Transportation Improvement District meeting. And I think that generally we've had many conversations with a lot of the city's business leaders and movers and shakers and people at the convention center and people at the casino, and every one of them has said, this is a great idea. Why aren't we doing it now? And what do we need to do to get it going?
Do you think you'll get that same reception from Cincinnati officials who are essentially struggling to pay for the first phase of the streetcar project? I can't imagine that they're going to be eager to devote more capital money to another transportation project.
That's a good question. We're looking to generate the capital portion of the project through federal funding. We believe that we can pay for half to two-thirds of the operating cost through either fare revenue and or community and business contributions to the effort. And at the end of the day, then, what we're talking about in terms of an operating deficit is very small compared to what the streetcars is. And, you know, Tank, Metro are all funded by either the cities or the county. So we believe that the cost-benefit proposition is very good here. And based on that, we would think that it's logical to assume that the city and the county would say, hey, this makes a lot of sense. And for this yearly cost, it's something that we ought to be doing.
Now, for the federal funds that you would be seeking, you have to have the endorsement of a government agency. Is that correct?
That's correct. And that's why we've gone to the county. And the other reason was we really don't want this to be a political issue. And we felt that if we brought it to the city, it would be construed as that. And so we're trying to keep this non-political. We look at it as a complement to the streetcar. We feel that it will enhance the ridership on the streetcar. And so everybody benefits from it. And at the end of the day, we connect lots of places that the streetcar won't get to.
And I think your presentation, you were talking about an annual operating expense of like north of $4 million a
year. That's correct. And we believe that we can, through fare revenue and other means, probably cover two-thirds of that cost.
Now, is this something that, you know, if you know, you live in a perfect world and you get your federal funding, is this something that, you know, they don't come through with all of the capital money? Is this something that you could see phasing? You know, initially you were talking 5, 6, 7 routes. Maybe you do 2 or 3 routes to show what it would do and then try to go from there?
We could absolutely do that. That's a great point. The other thing is, I think that people will see, if they haven't already looked and understood, that we'll hit a home run, even with a first phase, for example. What most people don't realize is that the South Bank Shuttle, operating with basically 4 vehicles in the fiscal year that just ended in June, had 550,000 rides.
And the South Bank Shuttle obviously is based in Kentucky, but it runs into Ohio. Could you see your system running into northern Kentucky, or would you transfer them to the South Bank Shuttle?
We fully expect an integration of the two systems. And again, this is very preliminary, but in our conversations with Andy at Tank, he said to me, you know, that's our job, is to find a way to work together and create an integrated, coordinated system. So I'm confident that if we can get the money and get some momentum on this side of the river, that we'll be able to sit down with Tank and figure out a way to make the whole thing one system.
And I would assume your routes could be flexible. That's one of the arguments or criticisms of the streetcar project, is the route is fixed, where a trolley system, it can be flexed around, especially if there's some new development or new business that needs to be added to it.
Exactly. Not only is it flexible, but we can add vehicles to a particular route when we need it. For example, the South Bank Shuttle during Bengals games adds a tremendous additional number of vehicles so that they can service demand for that particular event. We could do the same thing for the All-Star Game. We can do the same thing when there's conventions in town. And you want to have that traffic, for example, between the convention center and the casino going all day long. You can add vehicles to accomplish that.
What's your timeline for this? When could something happen?
Really, the only limiting factor in something like this is how long it takes to get delivery of the vehicles. And we're confident that we could have a phase one, whatever that might encompass, up and running in a year without any problem.
And you've made your presentation to Hamilton County. Obviously, they have a decision to make. So what's the next step? Do you have to go back for another presentation? Are you waiting for, you know, some sort of decision? Where do you stand with Hamilton County?
Well, two things. Number one, we're getting some feedback from the county, and I'll be speaking with Commissioner Portune with respect to that in the next couple of days. And then we would be prepared to go to the next Transportation Improvement District meeting to try to get a vote in favor of doing this.
As we wrap up, is there anything you want to add?
Only that, again, we're a group that are downtown lovers, and this is part of what we see as the overall program that the city's doing, and frankly, the city's done a great job of revitalizing the urban core. We think this is another piece in that puzzle, and it really is a great complement to the streetcar. It will funnel riders into the streetcar, and it provides the connectivity from A to B that the streetcar doesn't, particularly in those east-west routes. And the great thing is it's just going to be a fun and entertaining concept that we want to put together.
Greg Fisaro with Hop On Cincinnati talking about the group's proposal to create a downtown trolley. It's seeking support from Hamilton County leaders for that project. Thanks for joining me in the studio.
Thank you. I appreciate it.